This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Moscow this evening on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria. Mr. Modi received a guard of honour at Moscow airport. Prime Minister Modi was received by the first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov. During his visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia tomorrow. Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defence, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, and people-to-people exchanges. The Russian President will host a private dinner for the Prime Minister this evening. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will interact with the Indian community in Russia. On the second leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will be visiting Austria tomorrow itself at the invitation of the Chancellor of Austria. The Supreme Court has asked the Centre and the National Testing Agency to file a report before it on the NEET UG paper leak case by Wednesday. The top court also directed the CBI to file a status report on its investigation into the case so far. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, Justice J.V. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra was hearing a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG exam, including those alleging irregularities and malpractices in the medical test and seeking a direction to conduct it afresh. The CJI said the fact that the sanctity of the exam is compromised is beyond question. He said, however, before ordering a retest, the extent of the leak needs to be known. The top court stated that cancellation of exam is the extreme last resort. The matter is now listed for hearing on Thursday. Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren expanded his cabinet following the trust vote victory in the assembly today. Of the 11 MLAs sworn in as cabinet ministers, 6 are from JMM, 4 from the Congress and 1 from RJD. Former Chief Minister Champai Soren has been included in the cabinet. 3 changes were made in the cabinet, in which 2 are from Congress and 1 from JMM. Basant Soren of JMM and Badal Patralekh from Congress were dropped from the cabinet. The government has announced significant improvements in telecom infrastructure to ensure seamless mobile connectivity for pilgrims of Sri Amarnath Ji Yatra 2024. The Department of Telecommunications has partnered with major telecom service providers, including Airtel, BSNL and Reliance Jio, to enhance the infrastructure and provide continuous coverage along the Yatra routes. To ensure coverage, a total of 82 sites, including 31 new sites, will be active. Kharif crops have been sown in over 378 lakh hectares till date, as against 331 lakh hectares last year. The crop sowing has increased by over 14% as compared to last year. Crop sowing data released by the Agriculture Ministry reveals that rice has been sown in around 60 lakh hectares of land, which is over 9 lakh hectares more than last year. Heavy rains in Mumbai and its suburbs have thrown life out of gear, as many low-lying areas have been waterlogged. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has urged citizens to avoid unnecessary movement amid ongoing rainfall. Speaking to reporters after chairing a high-level meeting to review the situation in the city, Mr. Shinde said all emergency agencies are on alert. He said traffic has resumed on all roads and train services are also getting back on track. Meanwhile, the IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in Mumbai for tomorrow. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall in the northeastern part of the country, including Arunachal Pradesh and Nagaland. Speaking to Akashvani, senior scientist in IMD, Shoma Sen Roy, said most parts of central India are also going to witness heavy rainfall today. In Wimbledon tennis, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz and top seed Jannik Sinner have entered the men's singles quarterfinals. In today's key fixtures, 7-time champion and second seed Novak Djokovic will face 15-seeded Danish Holger Rune in the pre-quarterfinals of men's singles tonight. In women's singles, 19-seed American Emma Navarro topples second-seed and compatriot Coco Gauff to reach the first Grand Slam quarterfinal of her career. And that is the end of this news bulletin.